Thanks for calling the Reading Home Depot. This call may be recorded. Tell me how I can help. You can say things like check product availability or what's my order status.
Installation.
Sure. Is this an existing installation order?
Yes.
I'll connect you with someone who can help.
Thank you for calling. Please wait while we transfer your call to the next available representative.
Hi, my name is Sandra with XVL Logistics. May I speak with the appliance expediter?
Hold on a second.
Hello, this is Sharon. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Sandra with XVL Logistics. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, ma'am. I have a Home Depot technician on my back line, and he's requesting a trip charge.
Okay, who's it for?
It is for Miss Saleem, S-A-L-E-E-M. I have an account number for you.
Okay, give me the order number, the 144 number.
This order starts with 26.
Okay.
So it's 26,
yep.
14,
mm-hmm.
14, 46, 9967.
I don't think that doesn't make sense. Let me look at the order here. Hold on. So why does he want a trip charge?
He was unable to install the dryer because the customer has no gas pipes in the basement where the dryer would be installed. So he cannot install the dryer.
No gas pipe in basement. Why
yes,
would
ma'am.
You order a gas dryer?
No, I'm not
oh
sure.
Oh, my God.
Ma'am.
All right. So, interesting. All right. So, let's see. How much do they want for a trip?
Okay, oh, let me pull it up. I'm so sorry. I had that. It was right there. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Trip charge is $50.
Great. I'll put that right in. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, ma'am, for your help. Thank you for using XVL Logistics. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.